Summer Madness by Kool & the Gang. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? America first. This is something that Donald Trump was using as a clarion call during his presidential campaign in 2016. America first, and that really resonated with a lot of people, especially people who have been having a difficult time financially. And of course, that's something that has been the case for years and years. We had, unfortunately, the Great Recession that this nation was plunged into by some of our political leaders. And if they had had their way, we would have been plunged into a Great Depression. Financial economic experts and others let us know that were it not for the policies of President Obama, the nation would have been plunged into another Great Depression. We still have not fully recovered in the sense that our economy is not where it could be if many of the other policy proposals that President Obama made have been enacted. If they had become bills that he could have signed into law. Major transportation, highway transportation proposals. So much that could have helped us, so much more than we have been helped, but we are fortunate that at the time of his gathering of monies to stimulate the economy, by doing that, he held off the Great Depression and began our recovery, a recovery that had a positive impact for people of all political persuasions. Unfortunately, he was not allowed to take that as far as he wanted to, and so people are still hurting. And in 2016, there are people who really rallied around Donald Trump's cry of America first. What does it mean to, you know, what does America first mean? What does it really mean? I know it sounds good, but what does it really mean? I think it's important for us to keep in mind the obvious. That when we talk about America, we're talking first and foremost about Americans, the people of this nation. We have, as I've said before, people. We have trees that help make America, America. We have lakes and rivers that help make America, America. We have mountains and roads, some more famous than others, that help make America, America. There's more, but of all that helps to make America, America, the people of America are primary. America first. How about American people first and foremost? When we say America first, why not American people? And then some American ideals, such as American integrity, American harmony, where we have all Americans pulling together for the good of all of us. Instead of during campaign season, some Americans being urged to actually assault their fellow Americans who hold political positions different from their own. And the urging being put out there by a presidential candidate who continues with the divisive rhetoric while serving as president. Loudly proclaiming and proudly proclaiming that he's a nationalist. With all of his negative connotations and implications that it brings with it. A nationalist. Primarily when we hear President Trump talk about America first, he focuses primarily on business matters / the economy and tries to give the impression that he really wants an economy that is strong and that is working for all Americans. But then he initiated a trade war with China and with our European allies, our Western allies. He finally pulled back a bit from the war on the Europeans, on our Western allies. He's moving full speed ahead with this trade war with China, despite the fact that many experts are saying it's going to hurt us. It's going to hurt Americans. America first. Remember now, the person who says America first, Donald Trump, who says America first and was saying it during his campaign, is the same person who urged, who repeatedly urged the Russians to hack into the computers of his own fellow Americans. Urged the Russians to hack into the computers of the Democrats. Urging the Russians to violate law in order to do harm to his fellow Americans. America first. How about President Trump's position when it comes to American intelligence agencies, such as the CIA, the NSA, the FBI? They do their work as professionals, expert at what they do. And he throws cold water on their findings, throws cold water on their processes and on their conclusions. Came out in support of Vladimir Putin when the intelligence agencies were saying that Putin and the Russians definitely interfered with America's elections. A foreign country deliberately and negatively impacting the way Americans do politics. And we had several of our American intelligence agencies to conclude decisively that there was Russian interference, and our president defended and protected and supported the Russians rather than supporting American intelligence agencies. America first? America first. When we say things like that, ladies and gentlemen, it has to be more than empty words. Like I've said before, We need to be thinking beyond the rhetoric and evaluating the reality of the person's actions, policies, other statements that can help us determine what level of genuineness there is to these great euphemistic phrases like America First. More in just a few.